So it's now August 2018, and I've been sitting in the Oval Office most of the day just watching Fox because somebody didn't invite me to the funeral of fake war hero John McCain. You know, you'd always say my friends to people, well, we were not friends because he was kind of a bad senator, fake war hero. The only thing I think he did good in this world was his daughter Meghan has enormous breasts. So I guess I give him a little bit of respect with that. But I was not invited to the funeral, and that's okay. Even though we gave him great treatment, we gave flags at half staff, you know. But if they didn't want me there, that's okay. It's very disrespectful, but that's okay. We're not, our feelings are okay. We're totally fine with it. No hard feelings. Very respectful, very presidential. But what I did do was, while Meghan McCain was crying into her big cleavage, I had some of our great security people sneak John McCain's body out of the casket, okay? And I'm now sitting in the great Oval Office bathroom with an urn, okay? That's where they keep ashes. Not a lot of people know that. I'm sitting here with an urn that just so happened to have the ashes of a tremendously fake war hero named John McCain. I had, by the way, two servings of McDonald's for lunch today, just to make sure it was extra sticky and extra steamy in here. So right now, there is an absolute wreck at the bottom of this great toilet, which, by the way, is not one of those terrible toilets that you have to flush 14 times. One flush, a lot of extra water, great, pure, clean water. And I'm going to sprinkle like it's a chocolate sundae with John McCain ashes sprinkled on top of it. Okay? Two scoop sundae. And for 25 cents extra, I'll take some McCain sprinkled ashes. Thank you, sir. Can I have another sundae? And goodbye, John McCain. I hope you look up and see that I'm having a great presidency and you're not.